Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on this Monday, April the 5th, 2021. And what is exciting to you as we are off and running here on another day on WWGH Radio? It is a whole new day here, and we're going to talk about that as the morning progresses. And I'm going to need you, the listening audience, to help me out with several things here as the morning goes on. But I believe we are going to start the morning here with a phone call. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to get you on the radio, but I can't get you on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an interesting week. What happened was, a week ago Friday, we did end up figuring out that the antenna was damaged. So we sent somebody up to the tower to look at the antenna, and they were able to do a partial repair. So the signal's going out a little further than it was last weekend, but at the end of last week, we ended up moving locations. So that was kind of where the attention was focused last week and why we were off the air on Thursday night and Friday morning. And we're working out some of the kinks, and now we're sending somebody up to the tower this week, so hopefully the signal strength will be fixed.
Well, good. And you say you moved from the location I was last at?
Yeah, we're no longer in downtown Marion. Now, Adam's going to be in later on this morning, and he's going to make the announcement to where the new studio is.
Okay.
But that's what we were doing. We moved on Thursday night, it was.
What direction did you move, north, south, or east, or west of that building?
Well, I tell you, we're not very far from that building, to be honest. We're a little south.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to do that as soon as you get the antenna. It'll be about the same setup as you had before, right?
Yeah. We did not move the antenna. The antenna's still where it is. It just, the connector seems to be a little damaged on the antenna. So we were able to fix it a little bit last week. And now, I mean, I can get it at my house now out east, which I wasn't able to do before. But it's not perfect yet. So we're going to have somebody climb the tower this week when they're available and fix that totally.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Scott. Thanks for the info.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and there's our first new caller. Now, Adam will call in later on and tell you about this whole move, and he'll be on later on this morning from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And as I said, this all happened because of a move. Now, here's one of the things that I need you, the listening audience, with to help me out with this morning, because we are in a new studio this morning. And when you move studios and you move soundboards and you move computers and you're in a whole new building, sometimes things don't come through as they were before because you're in a little bit of a different room. Now, the room we're in right now has a little bit less furniture than the last room we were in. Not much less, but a little bit less furniture than we had. So I'm wondering, do I sound good right now coming through your listening device? Whether that's TuneIn on your cell phone, or that's an Alexa, or a Google Nest, or radio, however you are listening right now, how does it sound? Because we want you to be able to hear me and everybody else with some perfection. And that might take a minute, because this is the first live broadcast in full form that we've ever really done from this new studio. So I hope you can hear us okay, but let me know what you hear, 740-383-9944. And as the continuing saga with the tower goes, I don't even have the exact date in front of me. If I had a calendar in front of me, I could tell you. But it all started, I think, a week ago Friday, when we had the big windstorm here in town. And the windstorm came in, and it seemed to damage a connector on the antenna. Now, the transmitter's fine, but a connector on the antenna was damaged. We were able to get up there last week and figure that out finally, and we were able to fix it somewhat to where the power was increased to a certain extent, to where you could get us. I know they were picking us up out in Clarendon. I know that I can get it in my house again. Up until Wednesday night, I was not able to get it in my house. And I know they were able to get it south of Barks Road, which that was not possible, and north of Wyandotte Popcorn, which that was not possible prior to last Wednesday night. But I don't know. We'll see what we see. The weather did change as well, and the weather does have something to do with the ionosphere. It's a strange thing how FM radio works, because if FM radio bumps into anything, it reflects back. So if your signal is a little weaker, is that the right word? More weak, weaker, than it was before, which right now it is. It's not a whole lot weaker, but it's a little bit. And if it bounces off something like cooler weather, warmer weather, a change in the ionosphere because of the weather, or another station booming in from, I think it's Circleville is where that station comes from, that can cause problems. So that could be part of it right now. But I also know that a lot of people this weekend, as we were changing the station, heard some of the problems that we were having. Because one of the issues was, now see, this is the type of luck people would have. We knew we were moving last Thursday night, and that's why we were not going to be on the air last Friday morning, because we knew the phone and the internet would not be hooked up at our new location by 8 o'clock on Friday morning, which meant there was no way we were going to be on the air Friday morning. But something unexpectedly that did happen in the move was the main computer that runs everything for this station decided to break down after nearly 7 years on the air. Now, isn't it ironic that the antenna and the main computer, both of which have been running for nearly 7 years, went down within 7 days of each other? How that happens, I have no idea. But the computer here in the studio, we were able to get that fixed in fairly short order. We had that fixed by Friday afternoon, but we had to go back through and fix everything on the computer to calibrate it all correctly so you could hear the station as well as you did before. Now, we were finally able to get most of that ironed out by yesterday morning. Sunday morning, we pretty much had that ironed out. And as I was driving in this morning, I heard the station very clear. I listened on the TuneIn app. I could hear very clear. So how are you hearing right now? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear what you're hearing right now on the radio, because the phone lines are open. That's one thing we do have here in the studio, is the toll-free phone line. And it's also interesting to hear how that sounds at this particular point, because we have not taken too many phone calls in this new studio. A matter of fact, I think the first one we took was just moments ago. Now, I'm getting messages left, right, and sideways here. It says, let's see here. Yes, it was fine, but now it has that bad sound again. I don't know what, I don't know what the bad sound is. Maybe we'll hear, well, the phone's ringing. Maybe this will tell us where the bad sound is. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I'm on the west side again, just off of Bennett on Clinton, kind of close to Whirlpool. Can't pull you in at all on just a regular radio. I get you fine on my laptop and on my phone on the TuneIn app. So just gotta let you know.
Now, how does the tune in and the website sound?
Oh, they sound great.
Oh, good.
Clear.
Because we had some issues with that over the weekend when we were switching over. When the computer went down, it had this, it sounded like we were underwater, kind of robotic, for a couple days.
Wow.
Yeah. But I from last night, I think we finally had that problem ironed out.
Well, when it rains, it pours. Your poor station has just been through it lately, and that was enough.
Well, yeah. I tell you, what's very strange, you know, being around for 7 years, what are the odds that the main computer and the antenna, which we have used for 7 years, would go down within 7 days of each other? And the week that we would just be happy happening to move.
Right. Yeah, that's too much at once.
No, it's but the computer's fixed. We have the antenna problem isolated, and somebody, I believe, is going to climb the tower this week and fix that. The move is done. We're all moved, thank goodness. But as far as tune in and the internet, we sound okay.
Yep, sounds perfect to me.
Thank you. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, well, apparently on tune in and the internet, we sound okay, which was a big issue over the weekend, because when we had to recalibrate the main computer, because it did go down Thursday night as we were moving. Of course it would. Nothing is ever that easy. As we were moving, the main computer went down, and this caused all kinds of problems, because the archives were all kept. We didn't lose any archives. But all of the programs that run the station, relay the station to the tower, play the replays during the day, those programs were all lost. So we had to find those programs again so we could get on the air again this morning. But we're enjoying the calls. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, the wattage of the station should not have changed from last Wednesday night. But we will get it fixed back to the way it was prior to all of this 10 days ago very soon. Because the problem is, somebody's got to climb the antenna. And nobody from here is going to climb that antenna for two reasons. Number one, we don't want to fall off because that would be bad. That would be the permanent off the air. If you fell off the antenna. And number two would be, you got to know what you're doing once you get up there to the antenna. You have to know what the connection is. Now see, now we're getting messages that says, okay, here's some, well, we're going to take the phone call and then we'll come back to the messages here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if I hold the phone, the radio in my hand, with my electricity in my body, in the north window, I can get you loud and clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you put us in the north window, we come through.
Yeah, well, it's not really a window. It's a sliding glass door, but it's facing to the north. And, yeah, I can hear you loud right now.
Now, do we sound muffled or anything like that?
Well, here, I'm going to give you the feedback on the radio.
Okay.
You determine that, okay? Sliding glass door, but it's facing to the north. And, yeah, I can hear you loud right now. Now, do you sound muffled or anything like that? Well, here, I'm going to give you the feedback on the radio. Okay? Sliding glass door, but it's facing to the north. And,
well, we lost our caller there. Let's see here. But, you know, that did not sound bad, so we'll take that. Now, I don't know. Now, we're getting some reports that we might sound a little muffled, or that I sound a little muffled, but we will work through that. We are trying to figure out what that would be at this particular point, but we'll get through it. That's the way this all will work. And again, the phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's interesting because one of the things they never really tell you in radio is that when you change rooms, depending on the size of the room and what's in the room, it changes how you sound. And I think that's one of the issues we're having right now. Now, I did change a few things there to see if that would help. And we'll see as the morning goes on. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on this, we would love to hear it this morning. Because you certainly don't want to sound muffled all morning coming into people's living rooms and offices and places of business. But a lot of times you really don't know what's causing that whole issue. In any event, here we are. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. You know, there are so many controls on a soundboard that you can mess with a lot of these and see what actually happens. Now, is that sounding any better? I don't know. Is this sounding any better? Now, see, I think that's a little too much. I can hear a lot of this in the headphones. Which is kind of interesting, to be honest with you. Well, that to me sounds a little better. Does that sound good? How does that sound? Because some people are saying it sounds like I'm talking on a telephone. Now, see, I thought that took a little bit of the emptiness out of the line. Now, if we turn that back down and we turn this one up, I don't know if... Does that sound any better? You know, this sounds very weird through the headset. Here we are, 32 and a half minutes past the hour on this Monday morning as we try to recalibrate things here at WWGH Radio. And we will keep working at this until we get it right. Because heavens knows if there's one thing we want, it's to get it right here. I know. Well, you know, there might be a little echo going on, too. Again, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Playing with the knobs here on a morning. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, caller.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, right now, there for a little bit, I was getting in a little bit. Now you sound like you're in a tunnel again. You're muffled.
I'm in the tunnel again. Well,
it just happened. Yeah, you're sounding good. Now it's muffled.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to keep messing around with it. When we sound good again, give us a buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, and if you are out there listening this morning, when we do sound good, let us know, because we want to know that for sure. You know, I just realized that when I took the last call, I did not turn down the pot that had the telephone on it. So that could have been part of the problem. You never know. Okay, how does this sound? Now, see, that sounds a little clearer to me. Did that help? Did that help any of the problems here? How do we sound now? That's what we want to know here at WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944, as we work through the problems this morning here that were caused by the move that drove us all nuts. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, when you think it sounds bad on your earphones or whatever it may be, it sounds good on the radio.
Oh, okay, so when it sounds bad in my ears, it sounds good to you.
Yeah, so what you can do is when you say, how's that, or how's that, you give the listeners out there that can hear through there, you give them number one, two, three or four, because there's about three or four you said there, but the one you said, that don't sound good at me at all, but it comes through the radio real good. So, with my hand holding it, I think the electricity in my body had something to do with getting the station, but you believe that or not, I don't know about radio, but I'm a listener, but I'm not an announcer, so I can't tell what you're pushing buttons and stuff, so... Anyhow, I thought I'd give you that little bit. If you put a 1, 2, or 3 and ask the listeners which one thinks the best, maybe you'll get something as far as the rest of the day today, Scott.
I tell you, I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Now, here we go. Now, this is number one. How does this sound? This is going to be number one. Does this sound like it used to over the radio? Okay. Number one is going to be first blue. Okay. That's number one. Now,
this is number two. Number two is third blue. How does number two sound? All right. Let's see here.
This will be number three. This will be two blue. Oh, that sounds horrible. Maybe not. Who knows how it sounds? And this is number three. No turn at all. Okay. One, two, or three. Oh, wait, we got one more here. We'll do four. Okay, this is going to be four here, right here. Here comes number four. That's number four. Okay, so I'm going to run through this once again for you, and you tell me. Okay. We'll go back to the beginning here. This is number one. This is how number one sounds.
This is number two. This is how number two sounds.
This is number three. How number three sounds. And this
is number four. That's how number four sounds. So, which one sounds the best?
Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, I'm getting a check mark here that number one is the best. Okay, is that the best? That's number one. One is good. Is this what we want? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, number one sounds the best.
So right where we are, right here, is the best.
Yeah, where'd you move to?
Well, I'm Adam's going to tell us this morning because he had a part in this, so he'll be calling in momentarily, but we moved just a little south of where we were before.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it this morning when I turned on earlier. You had that Cleveland Indian rerun or something on there.
Yeah, that was one of our top of the hours where we were up in Cleveland for the World Series.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so if this continues to sound good, let me know, and Adam should be in momentarily to talk more about the move.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, so this is number one. This seems to be the best choice. Is this it? You know, I don't know. We don't want to sound like mush. So I hope number one here is where we want to be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, number three sounds best to me.
Number three sounds best to you. So where I am right now sounds a little funny.
Well, it don't sound funny, but it just number three sounded the best.
Now, I don't sound like I'm in the mush, do I? Because we had that issue over the weekend where it sounds like I'm talking through a ball of mush.
That was number two, I think.
That was number two?
Yeah, kind of sounded awful funny on that one.
So number one, number three.
But number one sounds good too.
Okay. Well, which one gives me the most bass in my voice? Is that one?
No, I think that's two.
Two? Okay. Well, as long as it's not mushy and you can understand me, then we're off and running.
Yeah, I can understand you on one or three, but three just sounds a little bit better to me.
All right.
I'm on Henry Street.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, I'm getting the report now that number one was the best. Number two and three were bad. So this is number one. Does this sound good? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, this is the most confusing message I've ever seen in my life. It says number two, one is better. Number two or number three? One is the best. No, on 2, 3, 4, are you on one? One is best. Three, better than two. And four, but I thought one was better. Holy moly. Well, this is one. Now, is this no mush? You hear me perfectly, kind of like it was before, and all is well. Okay. Is this good? Have we absolved this problem on the air? I hope so. Can you hear me loud and clear now? Because we will leave it right here for the remainder of the morning, if this sounds good. 740-383-9944. Just don't want to sound like mush. Go ahead, caller. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me loud and clear now?
Are you there, caller?
Right here for the remainder of the morning.
Hello? I think we lost that caller. Well, hopefully this is where we need to be. We will hope this is where we need to be. You know, there's another knob here. When I turn this thing, I have no idea what happens. I can't hear anything in my headphones when that happens, so we're not even going to mess with that. But how does this sound? This is number one from earlier. Seems to be the one everybody liked the best. Can you hear me well on this this line right here? 740-383-9944. Here comes a phone call. Coming round the track, I think. Go ahead, caller. Well, that caller bailed out as well. All right, here we go. Let's see what's coming. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, number one's got a hands down.
Oh, this is, so the where I'm at right now sounds great.
Okay.
All right, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. If this is sounding good to you, that's all we need to know. Because we want you to be able to hear the program. But if you're just tuning in, we did move studios over the last part of last week. And it was a very positive thing. Now, Adam's going to tell you more about that later on this morning. And that'll be a lot of fun. But that's what's going on. Now, there's some other things I can't wait to tell you about here this morning as well. Well, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars.
Yes, yes. You've been listening on TuneIn, have you not?
Yeah, it was a little distorted, and then it was better. The underwater sound, I don't know if you were, like, swimming the Hudson River, because you were kind of out that way a week ago. You were just swimming, and maybe swimming from one end of a body of water to another. That's kind of what it sounded like. It's better now. You were a little distorted. Your voice a little bit deeper, which is good. When I record stuff at the home studio, I adjust the pots and the little knobs of radio stuff, so my voice is a little bit deeper, so I sound a little more like Ted Williams, the golden voice, because I just have a bronze voice, not really a golden voice. But not too bad. About 4 miles southwest of downtown, all I'm getting is the gospel station, so we need to work on that. But we will. We will be radiating all over Mid-Ohio before long.
That's true. Now, as far as, so on TuneIn this morning, you were getting static.
Well, it was a little bubbly like it was over the weekend, but it's better now. It's not great. It's certainly discernible. It's better. Some of the recorded messages aren't quite as good. It's just the way that some stuff comes off the board, but it's the best it's been since the big move. And when you were making adjustments and asking people, it was distorted at times, but it's better now. Of course, the phone sounds great. In fact, the phone calls seem to sound better. Possibly the phone service is better, but that's important. So our listeners sound great. Bob sounded really good.
Well, that's good. That's all we need to
learn. All the different people that call. Bob, Mary, got a few. I try to remember them, but I probably get them wrong sometimes.
I can understand. So what's
up? We will keep people in suspense until about 9:15. I will be in live if I can finish doing what I'm doing. And we'll be in live. We'll talk about the big announcement together in about half an hour. I will be in person, in the flesh. You and I will talk about, let's keep them in suspense until then.
Okay, 9:15.
Is that sound like a plan?
Well, that works for me.
You don't have any celebrity interviews coming up, do you?
No, nothing this morning.
I was thinking it would be a good day for Marla Gibbs because we can play Moving On Up. We didn't actually go to the east side. We were on the east side during one of our moves, but we're not on the east side currently, but we are kind of moving on up. We did have a U-Haul this side of the Jefferson, so maybe we can just sing Moving On Up together in honor of one of our favorite guests, Marla Gibbs.
That's true.
Okay, well, we'll see you in person, Scott, and keep our great listeners in suspense for the next half hour, but I can assure you, boys and girls, it'll be worth it.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, there's Adam. Now, here we are in the new digs. So after we take the 9 o'clock break, apparently Adam will be with us, and a lot of questions will be answered about the move, so on and so forth. Now, the tower is still being worked on. Now, I believe this will be fixed probably early in the week, which, thank goodness, once that is fixed, that's the last little piece of the puzzle that will fix all of these problems we have had in the last 7 days. But, you know, when you move, that's a big job. So now that we're moved, that's nice to have that out of the way, because that was looming for a couple weeks. And when the main computer broke down Thursday night, to have it back up and running is very good. And other than that, the new studio is pretty well set up the way it's going to be. Now, I will tell you, we do need to add some furniture here to the main studio, because furniture does kill echo, and area rugs kill echo, and we probably will need to put down some kind of area rug at some point that will kill that particular echo. But we don't have an area rug right now, but we'll work on it as the week goes on. But as long as you can hear me right now. Now, I'll tell you what's weird, because obviously we have our listeners listening this morning, and we're getting different reports from different people. Now, some people say on TuneIn and the website that we sound fine. And some people are saying that the way I'm transmitting right now through the microphone sounds fine. And then some people are saying that it sounds bad, sounds muffled, sounds mushy. So I don't know if some of this has to do with people's phones. I really don't know. And you know what I've also thought? I think that people hear, because we were a little mashed up since Thursday night. Thursday night's when we had the problem with the main computer. I think people hear differently. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Because we do have a non-hardwired radio running in the studio. Now, the non-hardwired radio is coming from the tower. Now, I can kind of hear it in the background. Now, it seems to sound okay. But, you know, you don't know. But, in any event, what did you do for Easter? Since we have about 13 minutes left in this hour. Well, less than that now. 48, coming up on 49 minutes, so about 11 minutes left in this hour. Did anybody do anything interesting for Easter? Did you eat anything for Easter that was fascinating? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. How did your Easter go? We want to know that everything went okay, and you're back with us this morning. Now, I had a good Easter. I thought Easter went by very well. It was great weather, certainly for Easter. We have had some Easters in the past that were not great weather. So it's good that everything turned out positive. Easter 2021. You know, a year ago, we were right in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, and that was a mess when it came to Easter last year. You know what I did notice yesterday? A lot of businesses closed early. A lot of department stores, a lot of grocery stores did close early for the big holiday. Now, why that was, I don't know. But I think it was interesting that
stores now are continuing this. Well, I guess we're still in the pandemic. I don't know how it will be when the pandemic is all over. Maybe it won't be that way anymore. Oh, here's something I want to talk to you about. Now, as many of you know, we've had this atomic clock in the studio that is supposed to set with the atomic clock. I forget where we get the signal. Somebody called in one day and told us where we get the signal, but I cannot remember where that was. But every so often, this signal is sent out to all the atomic clocks, and it automatically sets the atomic clocks. Now, it sets the date, it sets the day of the week, it sets the time of these atomic clocks, as long as you have the batteries plugged in. Now, we got this atomic clock way back when we were still in the mall. And when we were in the mall, 50% of the time the atomic clock worked, and 50% of the time the atomic clock did not work. Sometimes it would set itself, and sometimes it would not set itself. Then we moved to the Beltone building on East Center Street. And when we were over there, the atomic clock always set itself. It was always picked up, and the atomic clock would set itself. Then we moved downtown to the Ohio Health Building on West Center Street, and in the entire year and a half we were there, the atomic clock never worked. Never worked while we were in that building, and I don't know why. It would never pick up a signal, so we had to set it manually. Now, we moved here on Friday. And all weekend, the atomic clock did not pick up. So I thought, well, maybe this atomic clock has just went the way of the birds. But I'm looking at it right now, and sometime overnight, the atomic clock did set itself. Because it is now reading 7:52 a.m. Well, just when I say it set itself, it's an hour off. Now, why is it an hour off? Maybe the back of this thing is wrong. That could be. I think we're on Eastern time, though. I don't know if it's got us on Eastern or Mountain or what. Well, I'll tell you, when this atomic clock was made, maybe we had not switched over to the current daylight savings pattern that we are on now. I don't know. We'll find out here momentarily. In any event, the atomic clock did set itself because the date's right. April 5th. 2021. It is a Monday, giving us the temperature here in the studio. So, we now have the atomic clock working again, which is always a positive. Now, does anybody know why that would be? That's an interesting thing from moving here. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any idea why the atomic clock is an hour off? Because it obviously reset itself sometime overnight. Because I was here last night for a little bit, and it was not working properly. And now, it does seem to be working properly. And I have no idea why that would be. But maybe somebody out there in listener land would know the answer to this question. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning. The atomic clock an hour behind. You know, I know we changed the daylight savings time thing a few years ago. It used to be 50-50. 6 months daylight savings, 6 months not. Now, it's more daylight savings time in a year than it is the other way. And I don't know when that changed or if that changed the atomic clocks or so on and so forth. I'm not really sure what did that. But it is good to have the clock. See, the hour really does not matter. Because there are a lot of places in this studio I can look to find the hour. But the minute and the seconds are very important. So as long as I can find the minute and the seconds, everything will be hunky-dory as we go down the radio highway here this morning. But But does anybody have any idea what would cause that? 740-383-9944. And just because I'm a little bit off this morning because of being in the new studio, are we sounding okay? Is everything coming through okay at this particular juncture? 740-383-9944. Do we sound as good as we ever did? Now, some people are saying yes. Some people are saying no. If it's no, we'll make some adjustments. And some of the adjustments will not even be necessarily with the soundboard. Some of the adjustments will be with the room itself. Because we just moved into this room on Friday. So several things, hopefully, can and will be done to make this room more accommodatable to the radio audience, which is what we want. We want the radio audience to be happy. And partially that will go to working on the antenna situation as this week goes on. It'll be interesting to listen to this back as time goes on and see how it sounds. And is everything the way it needs to be? You know, let me try one more thing here. Okay, we're going to turn that and then turn that. Now, how does that sound before we go to break here? Because we have our phone set up in a particular way. Now, I don't know. People are saying the phone sounds good. Now, does this particular setup sound good at all? Does this sound like something you can hear me? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Tell me about this particular configuration. We hope it is good. We are now, the mic one, the mic that I'm on, is now set up exactly as the phone is set up. Because people seem to feel that the phone was set up good. So I don't know how this sounds. But we'll hope it sounds good. 740-383-9944. 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Working out all our kinks on the air. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you sound muffled now.
Now I'm muffled. Well, we'll go back to the other way.
The other way is good and clear.
All right.
At least it is on the left side. I'll say it that way.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are going to go back to the way we were then, because we do not want to be muffled. That is for sure. Okay. Now, this I think is what people are saying is sounding not muffled. Okay. Well, that's back to where we were. All right. Doing audio adjustments live on the radio this morning, as it were. You know, I don't know if some of these are turned down completely, if that would have any effect on anything. You know, it's just, it's kind of interesting when you go through all this. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
What you doing now? Your voice is different. When you entered on the last one, you were a little clearer.
I was a little clearer. Okay, well, I'll keep working on it. All right, well, we're going to continue to work on this, I assure you of that, until we get it right. Now, see, I don't know. Maybe that's... We'll hope that's okay. We'll hope we're coming through loud and clear at this particular point. 30 seconds left before our big break here on WWGH Radio. We can only hope that this is how we want to sound. Listening to this show back will be fun later on. Trying to figure out what went on, how it sounded, so on, and so forth. All right, we're coming up on the break here. Be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there.